so many emails and Twitter messages and texts from people about Tap End. Christy says, it makes my long journey home complete. Natasha says, I've been isolated from Tap End while on holiday in Fuerteventura. I couldn't wait to get back to hear it. And Darren says, loving at the Tap End, it should be a book. Well, that's our aim by the end of the year. Also, here's an idea. Why don't you, Becky, cross-stitch the cover of the book?
Hey.
Ah, yeah.
When we get it done, yeah?
That'd be nice.
Yeah, with Chris's face on.
I could... Oh, yeah.
I know you normally only do celebrities.
Could cross-stitch Chris?
Yeah. So, are we ready for today's episode?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Always.
Ready. Ready. I thought I'd take you right back.
Okay.
To my 12th year at the Tap End.
Oh, yes, we haven't had. Do you know what I was thinking about Tap End? Mm. Is it all seems to be, like, teenage years.
Yeah.
I know you've probably got more stories than that, but I'd quite like to hear, like, fourth year at the Tap End.
Well, yeah. You might be able to remember
that.
First
day at school and, like, what you had in your lunchbox and...
Do people want to hear that, really?
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Well, I thought I'd take you to my 12th year today, if you're keen on that.
I'm keen. Let's go.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Rodo.
Rodo.
All right. Although this is the title of one of the best episodes of The Inbetweeners, it was also one of the most important school trips I went on during my time at the Tap End, the Swanage Field Trip. Unlike The Inbetweeners, I was in Year 6, and this was one of my first travels away from my family home and without my parents. We boarded the coach from Cannon Lane School in Pinner and made the long journey to Swanage. The journey involved pretty standard Year 6 coach stuff. Waving at passing cars, throwing scrunched up paper at the girls and playing on Game Boys. Eventually, we arrived at a large hostel-like place in a place I'm pretty sure was called Purbeck. Would it have been?
Is that Somerset? Near Swanage. Dorset.
Yeah, that makes sense then.
Did they have the bucket on the coach? Because that used to really freak me out.
Mm.
You know, the teacher that sat at the front with a massive bucket just in case someone was sick.
Someone was always sick.
Yeah.
Why were they though? It's like, you know, you don't get sick on coaches now, but as a child, you seem to.
Yeah.
And also, most coaches had a toilet.
Yeah, but they'd never let us use it. Teachers would never let the kids use the
true. The
coach toilet.
That's just an adult toilet.
Yeah, teacher's toilet. We were lucky to have a really sound class teacher, Miss Jenkins, and she let us choose who was in our rooms. I was sharing a room with about 6 other guys, and we had all promised each other that we would stay up all night, every night. I managed to secure top bunk. Vital in these situations.
Why?
Top bunk's essential because I can't name names, but one of the boys in the room, he had previous for wetting the bed.
Right.
It's always better to be the one that's wetting the bed than the one that gets weed on.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah.
Well, as a rule of life.
Yeah. Yeah, generally, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just important to get the top bump because you have more control than being on the bottom, don't you?
Yeah. I like it that I think it's important, but for you it's one of your rules of life.
First evening, we all did our best to stay awake. Teachers had laid down a few ground rules. We were all meant to sleep at lights out and we weren't allowed to spray deodorant in the rooms due to the sensitive fire alarms.
What on earth are you spraying?
Well,
Lynx, obviously.
I thought they were lying. My theory was at the time that they were probably lying and it was just a ploy to get us to not use deodorant. And I'm not sure why they
would. Why would they do that?
I don't know.
It's brilliant. I get to spend my day with like 30 children that all stink.
They also told us before lights went out that we should all sleep or we would be too tired the next day and issued several threats of punishment should we misbehave. Every now and then, a teacher would open the door and check we were asleep. But we were managing to beat the system, falling quiet when a teacher came in, but jumping around and shouting whenever they left. It was a right laugh. I must have fallen asleep at some point, though, as next morning, very early, we were getting woken up by shouting teachers. We got up, out of bed, and headed downstairs for breakfast, and the first activities of the week. Looking back, the week was full of good times. Wall climbing... Loads of football, assault courses, mixed in with visits to places like Durdle Door, Lulworth Cove and Corfe Castle.
Ah, oh, Corfe Castle, yes.
I swear every kid's been on these trips, yeah, right?
It's gorgeous round there. You didn't go to the nudist beach?
Nudist beach? I don't think so, no. Was there one?
Yeah, there is.
Where's that?
In Swanage.
You would have...
It's really famous for its nude... Hang on, let me just check before I say. Oh, I'm gonna.
I've always.
I really shouldn't Google these things at work.
I can't tell if I would like to go to a nudist beach.
I've never been to one.
I think I would. I think it's one of those things that you should tick off on your list of things to do before you die.
Oh, it's Studland Bay in Swanage.
Oh yeah,
and that's a nudist beach.
Yeah.
I think I might have been on one, but didn't realise at the time.
How does that work?
Well, like when I was 18, I think I went on a trip to Gran Canaria. And there were some sand dunes, and there were some blokes like waving their doodahs around, and I was like, "Well, like," and I
that doesn't make it a nudist beach.
I think it was, but it was literally right next to some bars and clubs. So I was like, "Well, what are they doing with them out?" So maybe it was. I don't know.
Were they waving at you?
I made my excuses and left. No.
Do they not have the big sign up? Because quite on the beaches in this country where they have nudist beaches, it says naturists may be seen beyond this point.
No, nothing
like,
at all.
Just to warn you that you might get some.
They were just hanging out in the dunes.
I don't think you're allowed to do that on nudist beaches either.
Right. Well, it's different rules in Gran Canaria,
true.
I think, probably.
True. It was classic school trip stuff. Even orienteering was a laugh this time. Little did I know at the time, but I was to have a bad experience with orienteering a couple of years later at the Tap End, during an awkward school game session. We were doing orienteering one day at school. I must have taken a wrong turn and I got completely lost in the middle of the woods at Casterbury Park. I got so lost, especially after following wrong advice from a man on a canal boat, that I arrived back at school 2 hours later. Everyone had gone home, and it was assumed by my PE teacher that I'd done a bunk and run home. I was unjustly given a detention for this, a clear miscarriage of justice. Luckily, sat-navs have since been invented, so I've never had to orienteer again. I imagine people don't have to do it at school anymore. Orienteering is massively long. But back to Swanage. We were all having a great week. However, one night it all went wrong. Despite several warnings from teachers, one night, around 1 o'clock in the morning, Johnny Hall decided to test out the effects of Lynx Africa on the fire alarms.
I knew it.
He mounted the top bunk, pointed the deodorant can straight at the fire alarm and sprayed. All of a sudden, the alarm started ringing, and that horrible sinking feeling happened in my stomach. The whole building was evacuated, and we were lined up in our rooms on the concrete outside. We all knew we were massively in trouble, and sure enough, the caretaker emerged, whispered in the ear of our militant head teacher, who had then marched over to our group of guys. He was angry enough at the best of times, but being woken from his sleep was like awakening a monster. We were given the hairdryer treatment. I didn't grasp Johnny up, though, but someone must have, as his parents had to come pick him up the next day.
What's the hairdryer treatment?
It's like a football term, I think. Maybe that's why you don't know it. But it's where you go in and you get a proper... Whoever, like your football manager, has a right go at you.
Oh, I thought it was something that's now been banned in schools, where they used to get like loads of hairdryers and line you up and like...
No.
I thought it was like Chinese water torture.
No, it's like they're shouting so loud in your face that your hair goes back like a hairdryer.
Oh, I see.
I think that's what it means.
I love football.
I'm not sure. The week finished with a disco. Of course, no one really danced with each other, but I remember sliding all over the place to Three Lions.
Happy times.
I had a great time downing panda pops and practicing my goal celebrations with my mates. As always, we had to write a school project throughout the week. Every school trip involved writing a project. I've got this somewhere at home, I'm sure. Every day really was a school day back then. The trip taught me climbing skills, a love of the Dorset coast, and that fire alarms can potentially be set off with aerosols. Lessons that have set me up for life.
I'm actually a bit worried now because I got a Lynx gift set for Christmas. Mm. I still get those.
Well, the thing is, you two musk up in here all the time.
I know, but my smoke alarms are really sensitive at home. Like, if I do any toast, it's off. So I just need to be careful where I'm spraying in my Africa in future, don't I?
Yeah, be really careful with
we're
that,
We're
not
even allowed toasters in here, and the fire alarms go off for anything, so I'm putting a ban on musking up.
Okay.
Oh, right, so you've got a concern that musking up in here would be...
Yeah, because there's all fire sensors all around. Should we try it?
What?
Well, see if we can set up the fire alarm. I've got Lynx Africa in my bag.
I knew you would have.
Should I get it?
Just give it a quick... like a scientific experiment.
I feel bad. We could do this en masse tomorrow. I could bring my gift set in. And we could spray it all at the same time.
How long did you have to spray it for back in the Purbeck?
Give it a good spray.
Am I going to give this a go?
Go.
Whoa!
Oh, it's tense, isn't it? Oh.
I think we're good.
If that had happened then, we're not good. I've got quite asthmatic.
It's a bit too much.
Oh. It's dry action. Oh, that was such a bad idea.
You're going to stink of this stuff.
Ah! It was like the time my boyfriend maybe had a shower because I smelt of the old sports presenter.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
What are you on about?
You smelt of David Garrido.
I went to student radio awards and I'd say goodbye to David Garrido and, like, he'd kissed me on, like, both cheeks. I got home, my boyfriend was like, have you been out with David Garrido? I was like, yes. He was like, have a shower.
He used to love the musk.
I can't see you again until you've had a wash.
Because of David Garrido or the smell?
Because of David Garrido's aftershave.
Oh, right.